The person who operates me is unable to communicate with you at the present time. If, however, you leave your name and your number and any other pertinent data at the tone, my operator will return your call promptly.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, I'm Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for June 12th, 2015. Even though the calls that I made in this show were made yesterday on June 11th, I'm still going to call this the June 12th show, sponsored by Tony from Arizona. Thank you, Tony, for sponsoring today's show and many other shows in the past. This is another one of those impromptu live shows that I did on the air while constantly stealing ideas from chat room people. And we're going to start this out with a bunch of homeowners association calls again. This is the list that was sent to me by Adam, where he says that he wants to call them, but he can't because he follows the rules. The rules of prank calling, which are located at phonelosers.com/rules, which clearly state that you are not allowed to make local prank calls. Because when you do that, you're just asking for trouble. So I called the rest of Adam's numbers, and I just deleted the ones that didn't pick up last night. And that's what you're going to hear right now. I'm going to play the rest of those calls from the homeowners list. What else? I don't know. I've got a list here of homeowners association people, but they're the ones where I think they sent out a text message to everybody, you know, and they all knew that I was a prank by the time I called them. But whatever, I could do it anyway.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cynthia?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Cynthia, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi, did you get our message we sent out last week about all the prank calls?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because somebody's been calling and pretending to be us, and... it's not really us. It's just some, I don't know, some kids in the neighborhood, I think, is what it is.
Like, it was, like, from the Woolies?
The Woolies, yeah. Yeah, I think they had some prank calls.
The message from the homeowners looked like it was from the Woolies or something. So, yeah, I remember reading that.
Oh, what did the message say exactly?
It came from the, whatever that email note is, right?
Yeah.
So I don't recall exactly what it said. Something about his cell phone had been hacked or something. And it wasn't him. And
yeah. Yeah. They've been hacking.
Messages had been going out.
Hacking cell phones. They've been spoofing caller IDs also. They've been, you know, pretending that their caller IDs are our number.
Huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know that we've gotten any calls like that.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just calling everyone and letting them know in case they didn't get the message earlier.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad that people don't have anything better to do with their time.
I know. Also, as long as I've got you on the phone, it turns out your kids are kind of fat and they need to pay a higher fee than the other kids that are not fat.
What?
I'm just saying your kids are kind of fat. They're kind of chubby. And
my kids are fat.
Yeah, and we need them to pay like kind of... We're going to have to charge you by the pound on your homeowners association fees.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about your kids. You know the fat ones?
I don't have any fat kids. My kids are in college.
They're kind of fat. You know, they're still your kids. Even though they're in college, they're kind of fat. And also, as long as I've got you on the phone, you need to know that also you have a hobo car right now. You're bringing down the value of the neighborhood, and you need to get a nicer car than what you're driving.
I think you need to have your eyes examined and your head examined.
Why? Why would you say that? Have you ever thought about getting an Audi? Instead of that dumb hobo car. All right, so I was just checking, you know, just checking to see if there really was a message. And I guess there was. Her kids are so fat that she can pass them off as college kids. Oh, so I stole those ideas. Those were ideas that were posted in the chat room the other day when I was doing these. That was Mason Jar's idea to say that their kids are fat. And what was the other one? Oh, Steve Insanity said that they have a hobo car. They're bringing down the value of the neighborhood. Thanks for the ideas last week, you guys.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sylvia?
This is she.
Hey, Sylvia, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know about a small problem.
Okay.
Your mailman has been complaining to us because you don't have the wheelchair ramp on the front of your house.
You crazy person.
What do you mean? Why are you saying that?
We don't have the wheelchair ramp in front of the house?
Yeah, have you not noticed that you have a disabled mailman that shows up on Tuesdays?
Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to put a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house. Otherwise, the mailman can't get up to your porch that easily on Tuesdays.
Hold on.
All right.
It's somebody.
Hello?
Hi, is this Matthew?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I was just calling to let you know that you need to have a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house for the mailman.
Okay.
Yeah, because you guys don't have one, and you need to get one hooked up.
We'll get right on that. We'll get right on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wheel it out tonight.
No, don't be a smartass. You have a disabled mailman now on Tuesdays that delivers the mail?
Sure.
And you have to have a wheelchair ramp for that?
Of course.
Is your dumb wife not smart enough to understand that? Why'd she have to hand the phone over?
Obviously not.
Wow, you married a really dumb
one. She's getting old.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting old.
Is she good looking at least?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, let me talk to her again. I'm going to tell her you said that.
Hello?
Hey, Sylvia?
Yes?
Matthew says you're not very good looking, but...
I'm not very good looking?
Yeah, he says you're not good looking and you're kind of dumb because you can't just take the call by yourself. You have to get a man's help. That's what he told me.
Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not?
Hold on.
No, actually...
Matthew! Yes?
No, go ahead. Yell at Matthew.
Phil?
What? Phil? Did you say
Phil? Did you, Phil?
How'd you know it was me?
After... Who could play like that?
I guess just me, apparently, because you knew it was me somehow.
Oh, my God. You're killing me.
I was just playing around. I thought it was weird that you didn't have a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house like everyone else. Oh, my God. Your laugh's annoying.
Like,
can you stop?
I know it's somebody playing with me that knows me well, but who in the world is this?
Yeah, it's Phil. How are you doing?
You are so crazy.
I wanted to find out, actually, now that you know who I am.
Now you need something from me? Is that it?
Well,
so you have me going in circles, and now you'll need something from me.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Now, I was wondering if you and Matthew might be interested in being in this new swingers club.
Yeah? What does that encounter?
Well, I think I would have sex with you while Matthew watches.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
What about without...
I like you, but you know, that's just...
Are you attracted to me?
No, not really.
Okay, what if Matthew was dead? Would you be attracted to me then?
No, not really. I'm sorry.
Well, doesn't matter. We can do it with the lights out.
We can't do it. What?
With the lights out.
You're just
crazy. Do you think maybe if Matthew doesn't know about it, we could get together?
Sure, we can get together. We can talk.
No, we're going to have sex.
No, I'm not into that stuff.
You're not into sex? Not even with Matthew? That's weird.
No, that is a different story, and you interrupted something here.
Oh, really? You guys were going at it when I called?
Listen!
Really? Are you serious?
Listen, it's 9:42, we're old people, you know?
You brought it up.
Gotta start something early.
That's true, yeah. How far into it were you guys? Like, how much clothes do you have on right now?
All righty, that's too much information. Where are you?
Well,
are you really Phil?
You're the one telling me all this stuff. Yes, it's Phil. Do you think I could talk to Matthew? I'm gonna talk to him about this. Maybe he'll.
You gonna talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. You talk to him.
Okay.
Where's my friend?
Shut the fuck up. Just put Matthew on.
Where's my friend?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Justine. Where's she?
Who cares? I just need to talk to Matthew now, because I'm getting nowhere with you.
Okay, talk to Matthew.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, I thought this was Lisa.
Oh no, it's Phil. Hey, Sylvia was telling me that you guys were in the middle of foreplay when I called in.
Is that right?
Yeah, she said you guys were going at it pretty hot and heavy when I called and interrupted. Is that true? I'd say the long pause is a yes.
What are you guys up to tonight?
Oh, you know, this and that. Well, I was wanting to find out if you and Sylvia might be interested in having a foursome with me and Justine.
Yeah, when is that?
Right now. I mean, if you guys are going at it right now, like, maybe we could just come over right now.
Well,
before you get started.
Depends on how fast you can get here, I guess.
How's 15 minutes?
Might be over by then.
10 minutes. All right, I'm bored. Bye. I don't like that guy. He knows what's going on. Anyway, let me try the next person on the list. Hi, is Diana available?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Diana. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that we're supposed to let everyone in the neighborhood know that we have a convicted sex offender living in the neighborhood now.
Who?
His name is John.
What?
John. He's a convicted sex offender, and, I mean, you know, he's probably fine and everything, just...
Who is this?
Keep your eye. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
You've got the wrong number. My husband, John, president of the Homeowners Association.
Your husband is the sex offender?
These are going around. Just hang on.
Hello? Well, I guess I know whose number to spoof now. All right, from now on, my name is John. I bet you right now, she's like, honey, wait, are you a sex offender?
Hello?
Hello, Tracy?
Yes?
Hey, it's John from the Homeowners Association.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. I just needed to let you know that no one in the neighborhood's allowed to water their lawn until November because of the drought.
Because of the drought? We had a drought?
Well, you know, it's spreading all across America. It's kind of everyone's problem at this point. Like all the droughts they've been having over in California. It all trickles down to us. And you can't water your lawn until November.
Okay. So
yeah, don't water your lawn.
Okay.
In fact, maybe you should take shorter showers. Because we've been monitoring and it seems like you guys take long showers.
Okay, I'm going to call you back at this number that you're calling me from, because that's kind of odd that you're calling me at 10:15 to
tell me about that.
It's not 10:15. It's 10:06. It's nice that you like to exaggerate and everything, but yeah, you're a little off there. It's not 10:15. 10:06.
Okay.
Pretty big difference.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pretty big difference there.
Here, let me have you talk to my husband. Hold on a second.
No, I don't want to talk to your husband.
I think this might be a weird name.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Andrew. This is John from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know where you live, John. I'm trying to picture you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I just needed to let you know, because of the drought and everything, we're going to need you guys to drink your own piss until November.
Okay, sure. We'll do.
All right, that's not going to be a problem?
Not at all. Who the hell is this?
You could drink each other's piss if it makes you feel too gay to drink your own piss.
You could drink my piss if you'd like.
Okay. If you could save some of it up for me, I'll come by and pick it up.
Okay.
If that's what you're into, sure, why not? That was Nunu's fault for saying that. But that was Simplex's idea. Simplex wanted me to say that they can't water their lawn. I'm going to try that again.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Martin?
Who's calling?
This is John from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that because of the drought, you can't water your lawn until November.
You've got to be kidding.
No, not at all. They might lift the restriction as early as September. But just until you hear otherwise, you can't water your lawn until November.
Are you going to put out an email to that effect?
Yeah, we will. I just thought it'd be nice to make a personal call to everyone.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Also, I had to let you know about some other things real quick. Like, we've been getting a lot of complaints from your neighbors about you.
Really?
Yep. About all of your bullshit. All right. Let me try her back.
Hello?
Hey, you hung up on me. Why'd you do that?
I did. I really don't care to talk to you anymore, and please take my name off of your calling list.
What
okay?
List? This isn't a list. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Of which neighborhood?
Stupid? No, like, we've just been getting all these complaints. She didn't like that. Hey, Emily. That was such a cute message. Is that your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They were so cute.
Oh, Mask is calling?
Oh, this is John from the Homeowners Association.
Okay. Do you need to talk to Steve?
Well, I could talk to you. But, I mean, just like before you put Steven on, those kids were not annoying the shit out of me at all on that answering machine message. I'm pretty sure they're cute, not just to you, but to everyone that calls you. They're probably just all like, wow, those are some cute kids. I wish my kids were that cute. But yeah, I could talk to Steven, please. Was it your idea to put your kids on the machine, or was it Steven's? Hello? Emily?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Steven?
Yes.
That was weird. Yeah, like, I don't know. Emily just stopped talking to me. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
I just had kind of a problem I needed to let everyone in the neighborhood know about.
Okay.
It's just that everyone keeps flushing the wet wipes down the toilet. And even though they say flushable on them, they're not flushable. You can't flush wet wipes down the toilet.
Okay.
And we've traced it back to your house.
Okay.
And you need to cut it out.
Okay. I'll have to ask Emily about that.
No, don't ask her. It's not up to her. She's not with the Homeowners Association. No, you guys both need to stop flushing the wet wipes down the toilet.
I don't know if I knew that was a bad thing.
Okay, well, you know, maybe if you keep up on current events, you'll know about that. Just Google it, and you'll see that I'm not lying. But you need to stop flushing the wet wipes, you big dummy.
Okay. Will do.
Also, someone's been eating too much cheese, and that messes up the sewer system also. So we're going to be doing this thing where everyone in the neighborhood is vegan until Thanksgiving.
That's a good idea.
I know. Thank you. I thought it up myself. I'm glad you approve. All right, and then the last thing is related directly to Emily. I need to talk to her again. If I could just talk to her real quick, I'll let her know. Because it's an embarrassing, you know, it's a female situation. You don't want to know.
Yeah, she's indisposed right now.
What's that?
I said she's a little busy right now.
What's she doing? I was just on the phone with her.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
All right, well, thanks for the info. Got to run.
What's Emily doing? Tell me what she's doing. I think she was crying is what she was doing. Thanks, Neon, for forcing me to do Mr. Fuck's idea. And I stole the original idea from him, too. I just decided to say wet wipes instead of Thanksgiving, instead of cheese. It is vegan.
Oh,
we don't call it vegan here at the Homeowners Association. What do you know?
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia?
Yes?
Hey, it's John from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And,
can I do for you, please?
Well, I just needed to let you know that, you know, I've been noticing you coming out of your house and stuff, and you're pretty hot. You're sexy. How strong is that marriage of yours? That's what happens to me in real life, too, when I try that.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Edmund?
Yes?
Is Sylvia there? I didn't think you'd pick up.
Yeah, who's this?
This is John from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. What's the story?
Oh, no, I just need to talk to Sylvia. It's a Homeowners Association-related thing.
About what?
Oh, it's very important. It's between me and her. It's strictly business, though. Nothing for you to worry about.
Well, I'm her husband, so I should know something about it.
Oh, well, if she chooses to share it with you, that's fine. But no, I just need to tell her directly. It's woman stuff.
It's woman stuff?
Yeah, just don't worry about it. Just put Sylvia on, please.
Okay. What is your phone number?
It's on your caller IDs.
What is it?
That's the 4 number. You see it. It's right there.
4.
No, I didn't say that at all.
I don't have caller ID.
You don't have caller ID?
Nope.
That's kind of a lie, because it's a requirement. Everyone in this neighborhood has to have caller ID.
No, the phone I have right now doesn't have caller ID.
Oh, well, yeah, but, you know, look on your other caller. It doesn't matter. Just put Sylvia on.
No, what is your phone number?
It's the 4 number.
7-1.
What do you need it for? Why do you need it?
I need your phone number.
For what?
To know who you are.
It's John from the Homeowners Association. I just need to talk to Sylvia.
No, you don't.
It's not.
Talk to me.
It's not for you. What are you, her secretary?
Bye, John.
Hey.
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 Hello.
Hi, Rita?
Yes.
Hey, it's John down the street from you.
Yeah?
How are you doing this evening?
John from down the street.
Yeah, I'm on the same street. But I'm in the 8,000 block.
John.
It doesn't matter. Look, I've been getting your mail.
Really?
Yeah, every day this week they've brought me mail addressed to you guys, and it has your address on it and everything. I don't know why they keep doing it, but...
Well, the other day, I've been getting the...
I don't need your life story, ma'am. No, I'm sorry, go ahead. That was rude of me.
Yeah, we've been getting the next-door neighbor's mail, and I've been taking it over to Wendy and Jeff.
Oh, you shouldn't even do that. It's not your job. You're not a fucking postman, right? That's what I said to the other neighbors that I was getting their mail.
Uh-huh.
They're like, why don't you just bring it over? I'm like, well, because that's not my job. I'm not a fucking postman. That's what I said to them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you get Wendy's mail too? Because that's weird. I get her mail also.
Yeah. John, how come I can't place you?
I don't know.
John.
I don't know. But you need to talk to the post office. Because, I mean, I have all these letters here. Tons and tons.
Huh.
Like, listen to all these letters. I'm banging them around the microphone.
Can I come up or send my husband up to get it?
No, that's not my job. I'm not a postman. I'm not a fucking postman. No, I'm just going to throw it in the trash.
I do it. I mean, I don't mind doing it when I get somebody else's mail.
Yeah, but, you know, if you let it slip, you know, if you let one person do it, then all of a sudden everyone wants to do it. And then the next thing you know, you're a postman. And I'm not a postman.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll let you talk to my husband.
What for?
No. John,
wait, Rita, hello, Rita, can you hear me?
You know, and
Rita?
Hello, John.
Oh, hey, Fred.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I was just telling Rita about the mail we keep getting.
Yeah?
I don't know why she put you on the phone. We were doing just fine.
Well, I don't know. she apparently doesn't understand exactly what you're... So mail you keep getting, our mail or your mail?
Yeah,
or?
We keep getting your mail all the time. It's all addressed to Fred and Rita, and it has your address on it, but they keep bringing it to our house.
I wonder why they would do that.
I don't know. I'm sick of it.
Which house do you live in, John?
I'm maybe 8 houses down from you on here on the same street, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can't come over.
No, I know it doesn't matter. I'm just curious for,
yeah.
Well, yeah, and I must know you. I just, I know most of these people, but...
Yeah,
so many people moved in now that I can't keep up with them all lately.
Yeah, we're getting some of your bills. And did you hear about that sex offender that moved in?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't required to notify you about that.
No,
all of us.
I wasn't aware of that. No.
Anyway, I'm going to rip up your mail on the phone right now. I'm just going to rip it up into shreds.
Well, wait. Hey.
Rip it into pieces.
Why wouldn't you give it to me instead of ripping up?
Oh, fuck that. I'm not a postman.
Well, I didn't expect you to be a postman. You know, John, I think you're full of crap. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, whatever. All right. All right, next one. Gotta love Olga's ripping up the mail sound effect.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Solar?
Yeah?
Hey, it's John from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I don't have time to small talk. I just needed to let you know about a problem we've been having here at the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
It seems like everyone in the neighborhood's been eating way too much cheese, and that's been kind of clogging up the sewers. So,
okay.
What we're going to have to do is everyone's going to have to go vegan, okay, neon vegan, until Thanksgiving. Like, you can't eat any more cheese until November.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no reason to be sorry. We're not even sure that it's your fault. It's just the neighborhood, the sewage lines, the toilet lines have been getting all clogged up, you know, and because of the cheese. And we're just going to need you to be vegan for the rest of the, till November.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So if just no more cheese. Do you have any cheese in the fridge right now?
Can we talk this sometime later?
Why later? What's wrong with now?
I'm sorry. I can't. Talk right now.
What are you doing right now? What's so important?
So important.
She hung up.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah.
Yes.
Hey, it's John from the Homeowners Association.
From who?
The Homeowners Association. It's John.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out Homeowners Association where.
Like, how many do you belong?
Okay.
Durr.
I have two.
Okay. That's weird. What's your other one that you have?
Not sure why that's weird, but I have a place at the at the beach.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant two for your house there that you live at.
No. What can I do for you?
Well, we're going to be starting a dog fighting ring, and we want to know if you want to be a part of that, if you'd like to enter your dog.
What?
A dog fighting. We're going to have dog fighting here in the neighborhood, and if you have a dog, we'll match it up by weight and class and all that stuff. And you might have a chance to win some real money.
That sounds a little weird to me, and I wouldn't participate in anything like that, and I do not have an animal.
Oh, you don't have any animals? Any cats?
No. Nope.
Okay, well, you're welcome to come out for the fun. We're going to start doing the dog fights on Saturday nights in my garage.
Who is this?
My name is John. I'm with the homeowners.
John who? Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome to come out and watch the dog fights. It's just going to be a bunch of dogs.
That would not be something I would be interested in, John. Thank you.
Why not? What's your problem? Oh, shit. She's going to report us. That was Mason Jar's idea. Dog fighting from the other day. Thanks, Mason Jar.
Yo, Brad, man. I was listening to the new episode. You telling that woman that you were underneath the caves behind her house where you dug up the pool? Yeah, you asked her if she had a parrot. I think you meant the canary in the coal mine, not the parrot.
Same thing.
That aside, those kind of pranks are hilarious.
Wouldn't any animal work, any small animal work for that purpose to avoid the deadly methane gases? Wouldn't it? I don't know. It seems like it would.
But instead of telling them that somebody broke their leg falling into their house or whatever you were saying, you should tell them that you started the work and that you're sorry and that you're doing all you can to make it better. And they're going to ask you, well, what are you doing to make it better? And you just keep on saying, I'm doing all I can. And just make it eventually obvious that you're just going to give them a phone call and hang up and leave. Don't request teaming. Don't ask for anything. Just tell them you fucked up their house and walk away. They'll get much more pissed and think it's less of a scam immediately, I think.
Okay, I will do that. Next time I have a list where I have people's addresses and their cell phones, I will definitely do that.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite boy from 609. I'm standing right next to my turkey pen.
I'm going to start cutting out your intro.
I just love it when I listen to your stuff because they always gobble. And, I mean, so euphoric or whatever that word is. I mean, I'm pretending to be like you and not know how to pronounce words. But, dude, I love
like
the idea for that TV show. I've been waiting for it. It's awesome. But I'm still waiting on that vinyl PLA, man. I'm going to hang it right on my wall with a little shrine with all the little snapshots to take of all your videos. Yeah, I screenshot every video because I think it'll be you. Love you, Brad.
That's enough of that. All right, yeah, vinyl record. I really need to get to work on that. I still am not sure exactly which record I'm going to make. I was kind of thinking a Tenants from Hell album would be fun, and I need to do that no matter what. But the problem with records, you only get like 20 minutes per side, I think, don't you? That's from what I can tell, my limited research I've done, I think you only get like 20-something minutes per side of the record, which means it's going to be a pretty short album. So I'm kind of thinking I might just do something with singles, you know, one of the smaller records, the 45s, just one hilarious prank call on each side of the record. Or I could make a condensed version of the Tenants from Hell calls, I don't know. I'll figure something out. All I know is it's going to cost a lot of money, and I know I'm not going to make any of the money back. No, but none of you, like maybe you, but nobody else is going to buy a stupid vinyl record. But I'm going to do it, okay? I'm definitely going to do it. I'm going to make the record, and I've already put a bunch of stuff together for a new album with the Tenants from Hell calls. So it's partially done. I just have to finish it up and then start looking at vinyl stuff, vinyl suppliers, and see how many thousands of dollars I'm going to end up spending for this.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
I found a number you should call. This is for Chick-fil-A Waverly Place in Cary, North Carolina.
What are you
Their
doing?
Their number is 919-816-8.
Just send it through the form on phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. Damn you.
You know, makes a really good prank call. Cancer and estranged children.
Oh.
That call was fucking depressing, man.
Oh, wait, what?
Stay up.
What did I do? I don't remember cancer and strange children. Oh, that was the guy, the father, and I told him he was a horrible father. Yeah, that was horrible. I can't believe I left that in the podcast. I am a bad person.
Hey, Brad, it's Jared calling again. I left a message, I think, earlier today. I didn't realize you were from Albany. I live in Eugene, but... So I had this idea that I mentioned earlier about, you know, calling up two people at the same time and then letting the phone ring, and then they both answer thinking the other one called. Well, I was thinking maybe you could do it with, like, the NRA and then, like, every time for gun safety or something like that, or something political that, like, they would just get into a big shouting match or something like that, or, like... Different.
But then I'd have to listen to NRA people argue with each other. Nobody wants that. No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to poo all over your idea. I have done that before in the past, but other people have done it much better than me. I remember there was this video out. It was viral for a while. It was some guy, he connected two Domino's pizzas together, and each one of the Domino's thought the other one was the customer, and they went in circles forever. It was pretty funny. And I think there's actually services out there. You can get an app for your smartphone where it simultaneously dials two phone numbers at once. It's one of those prank dial or prank owl or whatever services, something extra they're offering, where you connect your two friends together, or businesses, or whatever you want to do, and then you sit there and listen while they talk to each other. Maybe I should use that to connect the FBI and the police together and see if they have any cool conversations with each other.
You know, like a Starbucks and a Dutch Brothers? Fuck, I don't know. Any kind of things that, like, people might be likely to argue due to, like, ideology or, like, competition or whatever. I've just started listening to your show here recently, and it's fucking awesome, man.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I will try and do that one of these years. Connect some people together and see what happens.
Hello, Roy. This is Jacob calling.
Hello.
Just calling to see how you were doing.
I don't have time for small talk here.
Left your voicemail quite a bit ago. I had a bit of personal information. That's probably why you didn't try to play it.
So you're leaving a voicemail about your voicemail. That's
year
great.
Year of Heather. But I'll leave that out of this one so you don't have to worry.
That reminds me, the guy that called before, he left a voicemail before that voicemail where he retold the idea of the three-way calling thing. That's why I didn't play the voicemail that he referenced in that voicemail. Ugh, you people. You know what I mean by you people.
That's probably why you didn't try to play it. Or that it was the year of Heather. But I'll leave that out of this one so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Or, you know, not play it on the show. God fucking damn it, motherfucker.
I don't remember your previous voicemail, but I do have some old voicemails in here still, and I really need to get around to finishing those up or just delete them. They're probably all Corbin guy anyway.
Okay. Anyway, I was listening to the Shoes show, and all of a sudden I thought that, you know, somehow my phone was merging because it was playing that "Gotta Get Up, But You Cry and Cry and Cry" that song. So I'm glad that you're putting in some new music. Anyway, just checking in, see how you're doing. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, hello. I'm the youngest guy here. I'm probably the youngest guy to ever listen to your show.
Yeah, right.
I'm 13. I'm not a legal adult, sorry.
I hope you enjoyed me talking earlier about old people having foreplay with each other.
I found you on about a couple years ago when you were harassing people on Black Friday at Walmart. I love your show. I listen to it every day.
Aww. All
right, and thanks. Bye.
I don't have a show every day, you big liar. I mean, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hello?
Hello, Yolene?
Yes, this is Yolene.
Oh, no, it says Yolene here. You're wrong. It's Yolene, not Yolin.
No, I'm sorry. It's Yolene.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the shoe store. So this is Yolene?
No, it's Yolene, but it's pronounced, in America, it's pronounced Yolene, but in Haiti, it will be Yolene because it has an accent mark on it, first E.
Oh, I don't think that's right. I think it's Yolene.
No, I'm telling you my name. My name is Yolene.
You're pronouncing it wrong, though. It's Yolene. It's because there's a...
No.
Maybe they put in the...
I'm from Haiti, and you put an accent mark on an E, it's really Yolene. Yolene O'Neill.
Where's Haiti?
That's my name.
Where is Haiti at? Is that like in Arkansas or something?
No, it's in the south. It's in the middle of...
Yeah, Arkansas is in the south.
No, I'm sorry. I am from...
Should be.
The island of Haiti.
Arkansas is not on an island. Come on.
I know. I understand, but I'm from Haiti, the island. It's in Central America.
No, it's more like on the southeast of America. It's right down there by Central, Mississippi.
You're right, but it's called Central America. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It's where Jamaica and Puerto Rico and Cuba, it's around it.
Jamaica. Jamaica's in Florida. That's nowhere near Arkansas.
No, I think you're wrong. Jamaica's not in Florida. I know there's a Jamaica in Florida, but it's not that city. Jamaica's an island in southern and Central America.
Well, anyway, who cares? The thing that matters is they spelt your name wrong in this thing. It's actually
it's
Yolene.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't.
It's
I tell them what it is, just spell it, and they put it Y-O-L-E-N, and that's all I can do. Like I said.
That's Yolene.
I'm not in Haiti.
Yolene.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Yolene.
You can call me Yolene, but I tell you my name is Yolene.
Well, no, you're saying it wrong. It's actually Yolene. Like, I think it's because you're not from America, so you don't know how to pronounce it. It's Yolene.
No, I'm not from America. You're right. I'm from Haiti.
Yeah, you should
so
learn
Yolene.
How to learn to speak the language, lady.
I am speaking the language. I think I speak the language better than you do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I am very well
versed.
Trained to speak your language.
Anyway, forget all that stuff, Yolene. I need to tell you.
Yolene.
No, it's Yolene. We need to.
Yolene.
No, my name's Dave. I need to tell you about this.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Yolene or something.
You know, you're right. It's Yolene, and you're telling me my shoes is ready.
No, I was telling you about a problem, Yolene. It looks
Yolene.
No, I'm Dave.
Okay, I'm Yolene. You Dave, I'm Yolene.
Well, no, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Yolene.
It's Yolene. Okay, what just tell me about my shoes?
All right, so do you have a charging cable already?
Yes, I do have a charging cable.
Well, is it the USB-C?
No, I don't.
Because it's got
USB-C.
Yeah, it's got to be the new charging standard for your shoes. That's how you charge them up?
No, I did not really charge them up. I went to your store in Gurney, Illinois, and I bought them. And
it's Gurney.
What happened is you didn't... Gurney. And you did
Gurney.
Not have my size. And you said I didn't have your size, and you bought them for me, and I paid you right then and there. So there's no charge.
I know. It's a special order. I know how that works. But anyway, because you have weird size feet. But anyway, did you get a charging? Do you already have a charging cable?
Can I ask you something? What do you mean I got weird size feet?
Oh, you know, that's why we always have to special order for you, because your feet are weird.
You mean because it's a five, it's weird?
Yeah, you know, you've got those weird-shaped feet.
But no, I got small feet. That is not funny. It's just weird. It's just small.
Well,
okay?
I'm not saying they're big. I'm just saying they're weird. They're weird small feet.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
you're
can't
welcome.
Call them weird, but I have
you're
small
welcome,
feet.
You're welcome, Yolene.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have a charging cable for your shoes already?
No, I don't.
Oh, because you didn't order the charging cable. The charging cable is 19.
I'm not buying no charging cable. You can forget that. I bought my shoes. I paid for them. And that's all I'm going to do.
I know, but the shoes won't work unless they're charged up because they have batteries.
No, that's okay. I don't need them.
they're not going to work without.
You sound so silly. I have never worn Josh of shoes, so you know what?
Well, welcome to 2015, Yolene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't care. I don't want to be in 2015.
Well,
my shoes ready?
Well, yeah, but they're not going to work unless you charge them up. And they actually arrived. They're dead. The batteries are dead, so they're not going to work.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't want no shoes that... Batterized because I don't need those shoes.
Did you just say batterized, and you're yelling at me for saying Yolene wrong?
Yeah, because you know what? If my shoes are batterized, I don't need them.
Wait, didn't you say you speak better English than I do?
Yes, I do say it. But you telling me that I need to charge my shoes, and to me, to charge my shoes, I have to batterize them.
Yeah, you definitely have to batterize them.
Okay, you know what? You know what? You're funny and whatever. Is my shoes ready to be picked up?
Yes, but you can't wear them until you charge them up. They need a charging cable.
I am not going to charge them up. I don't need no cable.
Do you have an Android phone? Because it might be the same kind of charger.
No, I don't need no Android phone or nothing. Because I buy shoes all the time, and I will pick them up. When will they be ready to be picked up?
They're ready, but they're not ready because they're not charged up. You're not going to be able to walk in them unless they're charged.
No, I don't need to be charged up. I have bought shoes from you all, and I never had to charge them. So
that's because these are new shoes. You've been getting crappy shoes before. You got the nicer model.
Okay, you know what? So you were telling me that has been selling me crappy shoes because I've been with you all for a long time. So you're telling me
they've had you know, shoes that plug in for years now. Like, why do you buy the cheap ones?
I have never, you know, did that. So okay. I'm sorry, but.
Do you remember who sold you the shoes? Because she should have sold you a charger.
No, she did not tell you to sell me a charger. Because if she had told you to sell me a charger, I'd have walked out the store because she knows. So, wow. You're being funny and you're not
funny.
No,
I'm serious. Like, she was supposed to sell you a data plan with the shoes?
No.
What kind of data plan do you have with your current shoes?
I am data plans. I don't have no data plans with my shoes. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you can pick up the shoes if you want, but they're not going to work because they're not charged.
That's okay. I'll wear them without them being charged. I've been wearing them for years like that.
Oh, okay. That's something a terrorist would do.
Say it again?
That's something a terrorist would do. Wear shoes that don't even charge up.
You know what? I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a Middle Easterner. I'm from the Mid. I'm from Central America. So you know what? I'm from the island of Haiti. So there you go. You don't have to worry about that. Okay.
Okay. All right. You're gonna have to learn how to pronounce your name. It's Yolene.
It's Yolene. Yeah. You know what happened? When I pronounced my name to her, I did not say it had a diacritic mark over the first E. You know, in French, there's a diacritic mark with a backward slash on the E.
Your fancy four-syllable word there.
It's called Yolene. Yolene.
Oh, no.
And my father's American, and he's white. So it's Yolene O'Neill.
It's Yolene, because is your father dumb or something? Did he just tell you the wrong way to pronounce it?
No, my mother must be dumb because she's from Haiti. I was born in Haiti, and all of our names is Yolene O'Neill.
They've all been pronouncing it wrong all these years. Don't you feel dumb now?
Okay, whatever. It's Yolene.
Okay. If you say so, whatever. But, I mean, just so you know, you're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong. Okay, I'll be wrong. I don't mind. You know what? I'm wrong all the time, so I don't mind being wrong. I'm always wrong.
Okay. I'm glad we agree.
All right. Okay, so I can pick up my shoes and Gurney?
Yeah, and we have charging cables here for $19.95 if you want to pick up a charging cable.
No, I'm not
going to
buy them. No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, your shoes you're not going to be able to walk in them without them being charged
That's
up.
That's okay. I don't care. I'm not buying those.
Why would you buy shoes that you can't walk in? That's dumb.
That's okay. I was going to walk in them like I've always walked in them for years.
But no, it's not going to work unless they're charged up.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to I'm not going to buy the walking truck.
That's stupid.
I'm going to come and pick up my shoes. I'm going to pick up my shoes and then that's it.
All right. I'll see you soon then.
Okay.
Bye, Yolene.
Bye.
Bye, Yolene.
Bye. What did you say your name is?
It's Dave.
Okay, bye, Dave. That's the thing. In my country, we would call you Dave. Okay, I'll call you Dave then.
Oh, that's fine. You're a foreigner, so it doesn't bother me.
If you want to call me Yolene in your country, I'm going to call you Dave in my country.
Oh, I'm used to it. I talk to foreigners all the time here at my job.
Okay, bye, Dave.
They never know how to pronounce things.
Okay, bye, Dave.
Bye, Jolene. I mean, Yolene.
Bye.
Yeah, that crazy laugh. What the hell was that? So I stole that idea from Simplex, sort of. I changed it all around. On the live show I did yesterday, I tried to call all of my shoe customer people that didn't answer the day before, or a couple days before, whenever that was. And Yolene is the only lady that answered. Nobody else answered. And today, I was on a show with Carlito, a morning show, and we tried the rest of my numbers again, the rest of my shoe customers. We got through to one, and I don't know, it wasn't the best, because the guy knew we were fucking with him. But for now, that's the end of my shoe customer calls, and that's the end of today's show. If you want to hear the Madhouse live show that I was on earlier today, you can find it at prankcallnation.com/something, probably. I mean, it's probably not up today yet, but I'm sure it will be soon. And it's about 2 hours of me and Carlito, and Dwight's on there for a while, and Baz is on there for a while. I'm only on there for the second half of the show. But everyone should go and listen to that. We did some fun things. We called up numbers that Mistress Morgan sent to me, which I'm going to try and call more of on the next show. They were people in a curling club, and that was a lot of fun. So go find that on prankcallnation.com. And later this evening is the GAD show, The Art of Phone Larking. That starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. 3 hours of GAD breaking people's brains. It's always a lot of fun. And hopefully, while you're listening to that, you will play some GTA on the PC, because you'll definitely see me on there for 3 hours straight during GAD's show. Wait a minute, that wasn't Baz earlier on Carlito's show. I think that was Brent Westwood. What am I talking about? I'm dumb. Why the hell am I calling Brent Westwood Baz? Anyway, that is the end of today's show. I hope you all enjoyed it. This weekend, Jayad and I are going to be doing some more calls for our video prank call show. So please keep us in your prayers so that amazing things might happen during our prank video calls. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Tony from Arizona, for once again sponsoring a show. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers and facebook.com/snowplowshow and twitter.com/phonelosers. And just go to phonelosers.com and add everything you see in the show notes. There's always a giant list of things that you need to add. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
The legend starts in 1951 when we listen to the sound of the distant drums. Met his maker in the jaws of an alligator. There were 6 screams taken, but one proved to be greater than the rest. So let's fast forward a bit to the Feather River and meet a young private with a lunge that could deliver the kind of crime that only girls vocalize. He unleashed a mighty scream as his thigh was incised. Ben Burton, perhaps you may have heard of him. He noticed a certain sound emanating from a bunch of them, decided it was perfect for a film that he made. So he lifted it and placed it in the Scarlet Blade. From that point, a sonic signature form, one that venues fairly often in his sound design chores. To this very day, if you happen by his anime and listen very closely, you can hear him say, that calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! That calls for a Wilhelm scream! Scream a little louder, gotta make a big scene! Appearances. It sounded out in Warner Brothers films for 20 years, and then the aforementioned then created sounds for Star Wars. Take 4 began to show off in movies galore. A stormtrooper stumbled into a shaft because Luke shot him. Another was chucked into the freezing chamber by Chewbacca. Crocodiles enjoyed the thug as Indy knocked from the fridge. Jabba lost a bunch of henchmen in the Sarlacc pit. Mr. Bean smacked some people in the street. Buzz Lightyear made a lamp and tumbled head over feet. The King Crusader punched a clown and tossed it clear out the frame. Grenades exploded in the Last Crusade. There's numerous other scenes featuring violence and tension. Young Indiana Jones has too many Wilhelms to mention. I bet the sound designers beat near to here to figure out which films will get the scream this year. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls
but the screen can only be used on the screen. You can use it wherever you see a need. Got a problem that you probably have the proper punctuation. Try a Wilhelm, make and emphasize any bad situation. That big jerk from accounting just stole your promotion. Your dinghy's leaking in the middle of the ocean. That eBay idiot left you negative feedback, and the money you gave that bum was converted to crack. The lid can't be extracted from your jello pudding cup. It's hard to surf report efficiently stuck on dial-up. All you need is a knife, but there's 10,000 spoons. They're making a Michael Bay film of your favorite cartoon. The Spanish Inquisition tries to burn you at the stake. Cavity creeps gave you a toothache. The enemy force is just outside your archer's range. That cell phone soccer mom didn't signal her lane change. Gotta be, but the urinal's unflushed. You find yourself on outer space lacking the right stuff. Frequent visits to the store that you never yet chase figure. You didn't remember the team of the hero's finale, now did ya? Invaders from space leveled all the major cities. There's no more freaking up for your bowl of Cocoa Krispies. Whenever it seems you've been given a raw deal, it's time to scream it like you mean it. Let them know how you feel. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. That calls for a Wilhelm scream. Scream it. She was only 16.